had something to say right now. I feel like maybe they should.
That's not how this works. I know, but this isn't how this works. So it's not a public hearing. That's what we did the last time we met. So that's why James spoke tonight. And you're not James. So mm-hmm. Now at this point, we decide whether we want to reconsider that.
Well, thanks for not assuming my name, but I have a few things to say. So I don't know if y'all want to continue to hear what...
We're not going to hear what they have to say either.
Okay.
So we spoke to James, and he's the one that applied. This is not...
Yeah, great. And he had great arguments. My neighbor James did. Yeah. He did good, and hope y'all consider that.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
Yeah, sure thing. So while, if he did yield his time to me, that I'll continue to, assume.
It doesn't work that way. So James didn't yield his time to you, and it's not a public hearing. I'm sorry, but, if I remember right, you did get to speak that night, right? So.
No, thanks for not assuming my name and not assuming I spoke that
night.
But
again, so. I did announce before we started, so I'll correct. If you're James too, awesome. Mm-hmm. But, James Webb, I believe, is the one that I had said before we started, this is not a public hearing. James is the one that applied. James will be the one speaking. And he stood up and said, I'm James Webb. So I assumed he was James Webb. If you're James Webb, I'm sorry. But that's who stood up and said it was James Webb. But this is not a public hearing. And we did hear what he had to say.
Gentlemen, I don't want to cause any interference with what the arguments that he had, and I'll yield at this time and just hope that you all realize.
Thank you.
What county you live in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on this?
I think the decision was made previously. I mean, it was a difficult night for us to play. This issue was resolved.
Don't just make this your last decision of the night, guys. Well, reschedule us again for next month. I know it's been a late and long night.
Appreciate
the last night we were out here, we did CPR on a gentleman. All right. And that was rough,
but we have to follow due process, and right now you're interrupting our due process. So.
Yeah, due process, that's all I'm asking for.
Yep. We did, and we're following exact steps that we're allowed to do. This was not a public hearing on reconsidering our request. James had the opportunity to speak, and that's where we're at. So, and I did announce that before we started. So I'm not just, it's not on you. I mean, it's just, that's, am I, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how this works, so. And I'm not being corrected, so I guess I'm
reconsideration first is what we're hearing.
That's
right?
What we're at. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. So, is there a motion on this?
I'd make a motion to deny the reconsideration request.
Okay. Is there a second on this?
I will second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed, say nay.
All right. 5-0.
5-0. Okay. All right, so next on that is the rehearing request.
Yes, James Webb is requesting a board adjustment to rehear case number 2005A that they heard on December the 16th, 2020, approving the request by Lifestyle Contractor seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of Division 3 Permit 2023, allowing the development of Chateau Ridge to be located at 166 Skyline Road, Branson. The Board of Adjustment approved the appeal with a vote of 5-0 to overturn the Planning Commission denial of Permit 2023. Your rehearing request can be made within 7 days after the Board's decision has been posted, which was done. The Board shall not grant such request for a rehearing to any party that did not appear at the original hearing. Mr. Webb did. And at this time, who cannot demonstrate that there is new evidence that is not in existence at the time of the original hearing or was not available to the person making the request because another interested party had prevented the discovery of such evidence and because such evidence could not have been discovered by the party making the request through diligent efforts on his or her part. So that's your criteria for granting the rehearing request.
Okay. And I'm going to say again that this is not a public hearing.
James Webb is the person that will have the right to speak tonight, and then we'll take a vote from there.
Okay. This rehearing request, and I'm very mindful because Scott gave me the perfect direction, and I understand what hurdle we have to get over here. Obviously, the last one is the issue of evidence. And this is different. And it's a little bit different, and I admit that. My request for the rehearing is because the hearing was not held in accordance with the hearing procedures, which you clearly state in your bylaws. I was directed a number of times to those bylaws, and in fact, these rehearing requests and the requirements for you to consider them are in those bylaws, and we are required to meet those requirements. And yet, when it came to the meeting procedures that were clearly stated in those bylaws, the procedure that was held, at least in this case, were not in accordance with those bylaw stated procedures. For example, the bylaws permit presentations by the Planning and Zoning Commission administrator, by the applicant, in this case, as being the appellant, and also the opposition. It states that each one of those parties can make a presentation, and there is no time limit indicated. However, during that meeting, the presentations were permitted by the Planning and Zoning Administrator and by the applicant, but were denied to us. And I stood up at the beginning stating that we were, and I was a representative of myself as well as the other parties in this room. So we were the opposition, and you knew that. And yet, you denied our opportunity to present. And as a result of that, that could very well have had an impact on our ability to present the opposition case. Now, when it came to, and here was my question. If you look at the bylaws, it states that each one of the parties, those three parties, can make a presentation, which I've already told you we were denied, and you all were in that meeting. The second thing it states, and I can mention the article, but it says arguments will be made in the same order as the presentations. My question was, I thought the arguments were in the presentation. So what was the issue? And it was at that point that Mr. Storette said, that's not how it works. You have 5 minutes because you're part of the, and that's exactly the way the board was handled it. We had 5 minutes and we stuck to it because that was your requirement. In fact, there was a counter sitting right up there that counted us down. And yet all of the other arguments were not limited in any way except for us, the opposition. Therefore, it could very easily have had an impact on our ability to present our case. So we're asking for a rehearing with the procedures in your bylaws or whatever else you're going to permit, to be fair to everyone, including the opposition.
So just for clarity, make sure I understood what you just said. Mm-hmm. All opposing parties had an opportunity to speak that night, and each person has 5 minutes.
Had 5 minutes.
Right. Okay. I'm just to make sure I didn't hear you wrong.
No,
okay.
That's right. Correct. Okay. No, that's correct. Yeah. But in the beginning of that, by the way, there's one other part too. In the beginning of the procedure, each one of the three parties, which I've already mentioned, can make a presentation. We were denied our presentation. So, you know, you got to be fair. And if you're not, then you need to be reheard. I think that's the only decision you can make. is to rehear it with the proper procedures in place.
What's it say in our laws?
Item number 6, each person who is not a party, which I have always taken as the applicant, and who wants to address the board shall indicate by listing their name on a form provided for the same. And again, this is not hidden or latent information that was not available at the time. Shall approach the podium or other designated area, give his or her name, address to further record, unless further time is granted by the board, shall be limited to his or her address to 5 minutes.
So, Mr. Strett, or Scott, that's not how it begins. At the very beginning of the meeting
continuity for 10 years, this is how the board has,
this is how we do that. This is well, part of the, how it's always been.
I understand. Well, okay. So.
And we do announce it. And matter of fact, in our explanation of our public hearing procedures, that's clearly stated before we even begin.
When?
In the very beginning of when we start, when he reads the explanation of public hearing procedures, presentation exhibits, and governing statutes. That's clearly stated in there every
time. It's fine that you remember that, but you remember four or five of y'all have deferred to, well, I don't know what the Planning and Zoning Commission does, so I'm going with my hands there.
We're a whole different board. Yeah, we're a whole different board, and we can only go by what's going on here tonight. I hate that you're getting upset, but again, we follow the rules that are our rules for our board, and this is where we're at with it. So, I mean, that's why I announced ahead of time that this is whoever.
Nobody's even heard of these papers since we got up here. As it goes, or to the last.
I appreciate your opinions. I'm going to ask you to sit down or I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Because you're out.
Ask all you want, because I'm asking you to maintain your own rules and regulations.
Go ahead, Cole. You're out of line. It's time, buddy. You're out of line, bud. I mean, this isn't about you personally or anybody else in this room. We're just doing the best we can. And I understand your concern. But if anything, you're out of line.
So can I make a comment that may help a little bit? Because I think I've been in your shoes and I've made the exact same argument with the Planning and Zoning Commission. When there was something happening in my backyard and I was opposed to it, I said, well, hold on a second. It doesn't seem fair that I don't have the equal amount of time as the applicant to address it.
Totally.
Unfortunately, I've made the same argument that you're making. Hold on. It feels like I'm opposing them.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get out. I apologize.
It's okay. It's all good, man. It's all good. I understand where you're coming from.
Hey, I'm over
can I make a quick comment?
If I just finish my point, and then hopefully we can move on. So my point was that I wanted equal time so that I could argue back, and that I'm making a public comment. I mean, I'm limited to the time that I have to do that. It doesn't seem fair, per se, because I'm not able to address the comments that I requested of the board, which is exactly what you're doing right now. Can I have more time to address these issues? I was denied as well. It didn't feel right to me. Felt like I should not be there. However, that is what it is. That's what we followed our procedure.
Not as it's stated in your bylaws.
I didn't call 911. Yeah, we're at the commission.
And we do every single time. We announced it. He reads it before we start. If anything, my biggest error I have is people go over 5 minutes. That happened tonight. And if you time a majority of the opposing party, I tend to be lenient past 5 minutes, and you can ask this board. I promise you.
Yes.
That's the same consistency we've had since day one.
Okay, well, then, respectfully, you need to change your bylaws because we're permitted in a presentation, which was denied.
Okay. I've got some insight on that. I was on P&Z back when everything exploded. Right? When you have an applicant, they give their mortgage. Very often there's one. And they may, like we have tonight, have three people. That's on you. In the opposition, you very often have 5 people, 10 people,
30 people,
50 people. And if you allowed each of those an unlimited time, the first one would take off. And that's why the opposition has traditionally been limited to 5 minutes. Now, cumulative, that amounts to a lot of time, well in excess, in most cases, of what the applicant provided. But that's why, to give you the reason. And you hear, if you hear 30 people, you hear the same thing 30 times. In Berkeley,
the public.
Very little new information presented for the second, third, fourth, fifth, and then tonight.
I will say that for on behalf